This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
We need more of the Holy Spirit, don't we? We just need to be in His presence. Today, you're tuning in to the Sue Freeze Show, and sometimes it's light and sometimes it's not so light. So today, I wonder if you wonder what I wonder, and that is, what's involved with a bone marrow transplant? What is that all about? And a couple of days ago on Sunday evening, I'm moving back into my condo. Those of you that know that I had a flood and had to be displaced and all of those good things, which is no big deal, especially considering what we're going to be talking about today. It's no big deal. There's a message in that, isn't there? There's a lesson to be learned just in that. I get this phone call from a girlfriend of mine, Catherine. Just love that girl. And she says, "Hey, Sue, you know, I'm wondering if you can have Destiny on your show, because she needs to have a bone marrow transplant. And time is of the essence." And so I want Destiny, who's on the show today, I want her to explain, you know, what it's like to be her, and also what is involved with this, because I don't really know. And I've always wanted to know what's involved. I mean, does it hurt? What is this all about? And so I'm going to let Destiny actually explain what this procedure is and go into detail. But before I do that, I just want to introduce Destiny to you. And there is a Destiny. There's a purpose for each and every one of us, isn't there? And her name is Destiny, and it's just amazing. She was born and raised in Glendale. She graduated from Hoover High School. I've asked her, you know, what she likes, what are her gifts, and where does she see herself? And what she said with a smile, a big smile, is she loves serving at the church and she loves working with the children. She's taking classes to be a foster mother. Isn't that awesome? And I said, "Well, why would you want to do that? What caused that?" And she said that her grandmother, she grew up with foster children in her home and with her grandmother. And I said, "Oh, wow, I've experienced a little bit of that, too. And it's an amazing thing, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing." She has a fiance, whom I also know. And she had to pause her college because of what she's going through right now, which she's going to discuss and explain to you all out there. I want to know, Destiny. Well, let's first of all explain what it is that's going on with you right now, and then what it's like to live a day-to-day life with your situation.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Destiny.
I have a severe disease where it's an autoimmune disease where inside the bone marrow, where your red cells, your white cells, and your platelets produce, mine aren't producing on their own. So I dealt with that for 11 years. Undiagnosed, and recently I just got diagnosed with aplastic anemia.
So, undiagnosed, but you knew there was something not exactly right.
Right.
And what were the symptoms that you were experiencing?
Well, I would be really faint, really weak, really tired. I would have a lot of bruises on my arms and legs. I knew something wasn't right, and so that's when we went to the doctor to see what it is.
So you went undiagnosed
mm-hmm.
for 11 years. You're 26 years old.
Yes.
So almost half your life.
Yes.
Wow. And what caused you to finally get a diagnosis? What happened?
Well, by the grace of God, it's like the little things that you complain about. Like, I got kicked off my mom's insurance, and I was worried about that. But it actually turned out to be a blessing, because when I got taken off her insurance at 26, I had to find my own insurance. and I ended up getting accepted at City of Hope Hospital, and that's where I got diagnosed just this last year.
Oh my goodness. So see, sometimes things that look like they're one thing, they end up being a blessing.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Okay, so explain the process. The purpose of being on this show is that you want people to come and do what?
Come to the bone marrow drive and do a cheek swab to get tested to see if they're a potential match either for me or for someone else. It's a worldwide search, so you can match almost anybody across the globe.
All right, and you... It's a cheek swab. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that doesn't hurt too much.
No.
That doesn't sound like it's going to take a long time and doesn't sound like it's going to be painful.
No.
Okay, so let's say there is a match.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
Once there's a match found, they do a lot of testing. They wouldn't harm anybody that would get tested. It's just to see if once a person matches, they go through a lot of testing to see if they're still able to do it. If the person has health issues or whatnot, then they won't go through with it. Recently, my pastor at my church that I go to in the morning, he was a match for someone, but because of sleep apnea, they wouldn't let him go through with it. So it's just like, there's two different ways to do it. Either they give you like an antibiotic for the few weeks and then they take like a blood sample, or they take like a little teeny piece of sample from your backside, which just leaves you kind of sore on your hip.
Okay, and that's the test again?
That's how they take the bone marrow out,
okay,
is through your hip.
Okay, and are they taking bone? Are they taking skin? Are they taking blood? What are they taking?
It's a little sliver of bone.
Oh, and then what do they do with that sliver of bone? You don't know.
No.
Okay. But they do something that's really important.
Yes.
It can save a life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a doctor either, so I wouldn't know what they have to do either. So what you're saying is it's a sliver. So how long does that process take? Do you have any idea how long that process is?
The process is really easy. It's like a 30-minute little procedure, and then you're done. You go home, and I think they give you blood to replenish it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're back to normal, back to work within a few days. It's just a little sore. I've gotten a lot of bone marrow biopsies, and it's just like a little back sore. It's just a little
like, see, now I was because I didn't know, I was thinking the worst, and I was thinking it was a lot more than just that. I was picturing a whole lot more than that. So, okay. So what is it you want? Let's say listeners out there that don't have sleep apnea and don't have any health issues that they are aware of. And let's say that they wanted to save a life, because right now it is urgent for you, Destiny. It is urgent. I want people to understand. Don't wait. This is urgent for you. You know, if you don't get this, what could happen? If you don't get this bone marrow, this match, what could happen to you?
Well, I'm basically at the end of my ropes. I've tried two treatments and nothing else has worked. So this is basically my last option, or that's it. I don't really have any other options.
If you could see this woman, I'm going to cry. But it's just amazing to me. Here she is. She's 26 years old and she's so full of life. And she's asking you right now that she needs help. She's asking for help, and she's got the warmth and just the spirit of the Lord all over her. And she needs your help. So whether it's you or somebody that you know, if you could just get the information out. How do you do that, Sue? How you do that is you go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. And on the show today, you will find all the contact information you need in order to take care of this issue. There is a drive that is even like sooner, and it's on October 4th. Okay, October 4th. And it's 7:30 to 9 o'clock, and it's on Colorado Boulevard. And I don't expect you, if you're driving, to write this down right now. And that's why I'm saying that you can go to the SueFreeze.com site and you can get this information. It's really important that she gets this match. We need her to get this match. And there's other people that are in the same situation. And all it's taking is a mouth swab to begin with. And then after that, it sounds like it's a sliver out of a hip, which doesn't sound too cumbersome. And you said it's like an hour and we will be sore. That sounds like a small price to pay, right? So I want you guys to actually do something. Don't just hear this and don't say, oh, gosh, that's really sad. It is really sad. But you know what? You could be the glimmer of hope. You could be the missing link. You could be the help to save a life. How wonderful is that? That is amazing to me. And it could be you. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And thank you, San Diegans. It doesn't matter if you're in San Diego. It doesn't matter if you're up in Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo. It doesn't matter where you are. You know, we've got cars and we've got airplanes. Doesn't matter if you're hearing this in London. You can still fly over. We'll take you. You need to come and take care and help this lady get what she needs. Okay? So, Destiny, what is it like to live a day, a week, a month in your shoes?
Well, recently, starting in January, I just got treatment, and I was in the hospital for a month.
A month. No, I go crazy after 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
A month?
Yeah.
They never let you sleep. They're just always waking you up.
It was hard. And then all the medications, all the IV treatments, everything. And it tore everything in my body down. The treatment felt like a truck was like driving over my head. It was excruciating pain. By the time I left the hospital, I couldn't walk. I had to relearn how to walk. I couldn't eat out. I couldn't eat anything. Nausea all day long. And just basically just in bed for the first few months. And then when I was able to leave the house, I had to leave with a glove and mask so that I wouldn't get sick from anybody.
So your immune system was
very
depleted.
Low. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then just back and forth to the hospital every Tuesday. And slowly my body built back up. And when it came time to do testing to see if that treatment worked, we found out that it didn't work. So I went back into the hospital for a second time to do it all over again.
Okay, and these treatments, are they test treatments, like trying something new?
Yeah, well, because I don't have a match, they tried to do this other treatment first to see if it would work. And so I've been under treatment this whole last year. And so now we're at the time where those two treatments didn't work. And so now this is my last hope, is the bone marrow transplant.
And those two treatments, one was using animal or something?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a horse. They inject a horse and get the antibodies and then put it into my body.
And that didn't work.
It didn't work.
Has that worked for other people?
It has. I had a 70% chance of it working, 30% chance of it not working, and I was a 30% that it didn't work for.
And then you had another treatment. What was that one?
It was the rabbit. They tried the second time with the rabbit. And I had, out of the 30% that it doesn't work the first time, 60% it works the second time. And that didn't work for me either.
But you had to go through the entire process, and
right.
It was like a month process
right.
of blood transfusions and mm-hmm. all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So when you're in the hospital, okay, all of those things are happening. How about like now you're home?
Mm-hmm.
And you get up in the morning, and how do you feel?
Tired. Honestly, I'm tired a lot, but I feel just the Holy Spirit with me all the time. And I know, like, gosh, it's hard to go through your day without the Holy Spirit, because there was a few weeks in there after the second treatment that I was just like, I don't know if it's going to work or not, but just putting that worship music on, bringing the Holy Spirit back, it just kind of got me calm. It really brings a peace. It really brings a peace, and you kind of forget. It's kind of surreal what you're really going through.
So there is a .org, if you can remember, Be the Match. Are you the match? BeTheMatch.org. And there's a promo code for this, and it's HOPE for all. I don't know about you, but hope. There's something about that word, isn't there? And to give hope to Destiny. Let's give Destiny hope. Let's give her a future. Let's do this together, can we? You're listening to the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. There are scriptures that we've pulled up for today, and you know, I look at them and I'm like, what Destiny said about the Holy Spirit and just being embraced by Him and knowing that He's there and He carries us when we feel like we just can't take another step. It's pretty amazing. And James 5:14-15, is there anyone sick among you? Let him call the elders of the congregation to him and let them pray over him, applying oil to him in the name of God. And the prayer of faith will make the sick one well, and Jehovah will raise him up. Also, if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Isaiah 41:10, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not gaze about, for I am your God. I will fortify you. I will really help you. I will really keep fast hold of you with my right hand of righteousness. But God needs people to help. He puts people in our paths so that we can get the help we need. He uses people, and He could be using you. And so I'm just asking you to contact bethematch.org, promo code Hope for All. Destiny is asking for you to get a swab test in your mouth to find out if you're a match for her or for someone else that needs what she needs, which is life. And once you get that, then they'll go through a little bit more testing, maybe a blood test and some other things to find out if you're a match. And then you would go in and get a little piece, a sliver, taken out of your hip. And that could save a person's life. Destiny has a marrow donor registry drive on October 4th, 7:30 to 9 p.m., Christian Assembly Church, 2417 Colorado Boulevard. All it takes, they say, is 10 minutes of your time, and you can help save a life. How about you? Are you in? Are you going to help Destiny get what she needs? Have you met any other people that are going through similar situations?
Yes. Being in the hospital for months at a time, we get like a game day up on the fifth floor. And so I get to meet the other patients with cancer and leukemia. And I met a lady named Jill. She has three triplets, three little boys.
Oh, my goodness.
And she just finished her bone marrow transplant in August. And I got to see her this morning, actually. And she's doing good. She says she has hard days, but she has a smile on her face and she trusts God, too. So
triplets.
Triplets.
And you're engaged.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
I'm excited.
So do you have other family members that are surrounding you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, my whole family's been supportive, and my church family's been supportive through the whole thing.
Was your family surprised to find out that you had this situation going on but didn't know?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be just like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, I got diagnosed so young, too. And I think it's the more surprising part, I think, is that it's taken so long. It's been like this is the 12th year. And I think that's what surprised everybody the most.
Right. And because you got canceled or were no longer on a certain insurance and had to go out and seek your own is what caused this whole discovery to happen.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. It's amazing, and it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're thinking, oh, no, what am I going to do? I don't have insurance. Now I got to go, oh, shucks. Mm-hmm. And then you start doing it, and this is what you found.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. So I'm going to ask you to ask people. I mean, how would you ask someone? What would you say to them? Because I just want you to reach out.
I would just ask that we're these people in the hospital, like myself, we're real people with real lives. And it's unfortunate that we have like these blood cancers and blood diseases, and you have the ability to just get a cheek swab and you could potentially save someone's life. It's something so simple, and that's how Jesus lived his life, just giving of himself to help the needs of others. And so if we're called to live like Jesus, then that's how we should be.
Boy, I couldn't have said that any better. That was really good. We're going to be going to a break in a few minutes, but before we do that, I just want to read out of this book that I normally read out of, because I think it's so amazing to me. The Lord speaks to us, not always audibly, but just things that happen. And if we're paying attention to the Holy Spirit, if we're paying attention, he gives us signs all the time of his presence, of him being there. And this book, Jesus Calling, I reference it quite often on the show. Enjoying peace in his presence, because we're talking about his presence, the Holy Spirit. And here's what it says for today. I am with you and all around you, encircling you in golden rays of light. I always behold you face to face. Not one of your thoughts escapes my notice, because I am infinite. I am able to love you as if you and I were the only ones in the universe. Walk with me in intimate love steps, but do not lose sight of my majesty. I desire to be your closest friend. Yet I am also your sovereign Lord. I created your brain with capacity to know me as friend and Lord simultaneously. The human mind is the pinnacle of my creation, but so few use it for its primary purpose, knowing me. I communicate continually through my spirit, my word, and my creation. Only humans are capable of receiving me and responding to my presence. You are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. John 17:3, now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Psalm 139:14, one of my favorite psalms. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. That's so perfect for this show and this day. I really hope you can make it to the October 4th drive for Destiny and Hope for All. And again, the website is bethematch.org. So if you don't remember anything else, Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, or bethematch.org to help Destiny or other people like Destiny that are going through this situation of needing a bone marrow transplant. And it's what's going to save their lives. So it's not something that can be put on hold. There's a time element here. So we have to make sure that we take action quickly. So we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and talking to Destiny even further about what it's like to be her. Right after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. I just thank you. And listen, if you want to sponsor this show, please contact me by going to SueFree, spelled like fries, oneword.com. Let us know that you want to sponsor the show, or maybe you want to just, you know, be a guest. Maybe you have a story like Destiny. Maybe you have something else that you'd like to talk about, because this show is here for you. It's for the listeners. It's for giving help to the helpless and hope to the hopeless and the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. So that kind of just circles everything, doesn't it? It kind of just embraces anything that you could be talking about. So I welcome you and invite you to connect with me on my site so that we can be friends and we can talk about things, because I think it's important that we connect. So I want to connect with you. I really do. And I read every single email that comes through. So email me, would you? So Destiny, we've been talking and sharing your life experiences. Tell us more about how you found out.
I was in high school, 15 years old, playing softball, and I had to get a physical. And when I went into the doctor, they did blood tests because I had a lot of bruises and I was very tired and fatigued. And that's when I found out that I had low blood and platelets in my bone marrow.
Okay. And then what?
They couldn't diagnose me. They tested me for leukemia, cancer, sickle cell anemia, every kind of thing, and nothing came out matching to the description of what I had. So I went on just like that, getting blood and platelet transfusions for the past 11 years.
How often?
It started once a month, and then it started getting, as the years passed, it gradually got worse. So I was at the hospital once a week, and I'm still there once a week now.
And you really are not sure, and nobody was offering you an answer, and nobody was offering you a cure.
No.
So it's something that you didn't know if you were going to be doing this till the rest of your life, thinking you're going to live, you know,
right,
a long time. And okay, 1 week out of every month, you're mm-hmm. in the hospital, sitting there getting blood transfusions. You're staying there for mm-hmm. a week at a time, right?
Oh, no.
So you come and go?
Yeah, you come and go.
Okay.
But it's hours and hours of sitting there and waiting.
What do you do while you're sitting there getting the blood transfusion? What's your mind doing? What are you doing?
Trying to keep busy, but praying too. There's not much to do. I used to be in the ER a lot, and so you would see like a lot of crazy stuff happening. But yeah, there's not a lot to do.
And you seem like you enjoy doing things.
Yeah.
And this probably hinders you from doing just normal everyday life things.
Yeah, that's probably been the hardest part for me. I used to love hiking or going to exercise and walk, and just being dizzy and weak, it makes it hard. But I am like a few months ago, I came across that verse in the Bible, and I felt like God was speaking to me, just those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength, and they won't be weary, but they won't walk, but they'll run. And so that really gave me the courage and like encouraged me to keep on, because I know there's going to be a day that I'll be able to run and exercise and do those things.
So your belief gives you the strength
yes.
to keep on keeping on.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, the renewing of our strength, the renewing of our minds, we have to constantly be feeding. So you go to church regularly?
Regularly, yes.
You read your Bible?
I try. Yes. It's been hard. It's been hard lately not being able to see that much, like getting my blurry vision.
Oh, but, yeah, blurry vision. See, we didn't talk about that.
Yeah, so the medications come with a lot of side effects, and the blurry vision's been one. But when I can't read the Bible, I just put the worship on, and I just sit there and listen and sing.
I love God worship is there. Music. It's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So I understand that. So reach out to the people listening, because it might be that there's people listening now that weren't listening in the first half. And they don't even know what's going on right now. So let's explain what it is you're wanting from this show. Explain where they can go, what you want them to do. You just ask them.
Okay.
Okay.
We're having a bone marrow drive on October 4th at Christian Assembly, 2417 Colorado Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90041. And it's a bone marrow drive to help save the life of someone like myself or another person across the world. It's a simple cheek swab, and it takes about 10 minutes of your time, but there's real people with a real need, just like myself, and it doesn't take much of yourself to give.
I'm going to read what you wrote here, because we haven't touched on everything that's on here, so I'm just going to read this.
Sure.
She gave me a little flyer when she came in, and I just want to read this. It says, "Hi, my name is Destiny Haskins. For the past 11 years, I've had a blood disorder with no specific diagnosis. During this time, I was put on the Be the Match registry 5 years ago. But because of my multiracial background, finding a match has not been easy. This year, I was finally diagnosed with severe aplastic anemia. Because I still do not have a perfect match, doctors tried to treat me with a different option first. After a year of medications and two treatments, it turns out nothing worked. So my last option, is to find a bone marrow match. I'm so thankful to God for the greatest family and friends. And so blessed to be getting married this January to an amazing man who has been by my side, supporting me through this whole journey. I have complete faith in God and know that He will heal me. God works all things together for the good of those who love Him." Romans 8:28. "To be a donor, you must be between the ages of 18 and 44. Be willing to help any patient in need and be in general good health." Is that you? Wouldn't this be an amazing thing to be able to help someone? Sorry, got a little emotional there. BeTheMatch.org, or go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and all the information that you need. If you're driving and you can't remember, it's okay. Just go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and all the information will be there so that you can either share that with somebody or go yourself, or both. How about that? I'd love that to happen. So the drive is on October 4th, but if you can't make that drive, it's okay. You don't have to be there that day. So Destiny, tell me this is your last hope.
Yes.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty scary. What does that mean time-wise? How much time? That's kind of a scary question for me to even ask you that, but I'm looking at you face to face, eye to eye. How much time?
They're giving me about 2 months.
Two months
to find a match. Yeah.
And if you don't get it, which we're believing you're going to get it.
Right.
We're believing that. January, you're getting married.
Yeah.
Listeners, do you hear this? Oh. She wants to be a foster mother. She wants to get married. She wants to live a life. And she needs your help. She needs our help. Whew, that's pretty heavy. Pretty heavy, Destiny. I don't even know. I mean, you know, there's people that are told, you know, that they've got this to live and that to live. I can tell you I've got friends that have been told that, and they've lived another 30 years.
Right.
And it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, yeah, right. Okay. Right. But it's pretty scary. And luckily we have the Lord on our side, and we can put our faith and our hope in that.
Yes.
But he uses people. And we can sit back and do nothing, or we can do something.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what else can you tell the listeners so they can get to know you better? What is tugging at you right now?
Just that verse that I put on the end of that. It's that God works all things together for the good of those who love him. And I truly believe that. Even like from the moment when I got kicked off my mom's insurance, I thought that that was a horrible situation, but it ended up taking me to City of Hope, where I got diagnosed. And so whatever situation people are in, even if it feels like it's the worst thing, God is working each moment for the good of them.
City of Hope. I've heard so many wonderful things about the City of Hope. What's your experience with the people there?
It's amazing. I've been through a lot of hospitals in the last 12 years.
You've been telling us about it.
Yeah. And City of Hope, honestly, is the best. The people are friendly. They do everything to help you. They do everything, just kindness all over the place. And everyone has a smile on their face. It's just truly the nicest people.
And I've heard that they share all of their research and everything with other people. There's a lot of companies out there that hold on to their research and don't share. But City of Hope is the one that shares any breakthroughs, any progress. They share it so that they really, really, really can give the hope that's needed in this situation. That's pretty amazing, too.
Yeah.
There's a lesson and a journey there, too. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And again, thank you, San Diegans and everybody up north. This show has been on the air for over 5 years now. I can't even believe that. And if you go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word.com, there are podcasts there, a whole list of podcasts there by subject matter, by guest, by date. So you can find what you're looking for and getting maybe the help or the inspiration that you're so desperately right now needing. Or maybe you have a friend that you'd like to just share the show with. And believe me, I want more people to tune into this show because you know what? This is a labor of love and it's totally from the Lord. And, you know, I just really would like to connect with each and every person out there. So help me do that, would you? Could you spread the word and help Destiny get the help she needs here? Can we do that? I just, all it takes is a swab from your mouth, and then maybe, you know, you'll be a match and save someone's life. And I was really thinking before I had this day with Destiny and this time with Destiny, I was thinking like the process was just a lot more in depth. I thought it was going to be a lot more than what it sounds like it is. So it's really not even a full day, is it?
No.
Yeah.
It's a 30-minute procedure.
30-minute procedure, and your hip will hurt for a little while.
Right.
Yeah. So that right there is the good news. I mean, it's not going to be like this huge and a week stay in a hospital somewhere or whatnot, because a lot of people would say, I can't do that. Right?
Right.
And now we're saying, no, it's not that at all. So what else would you like to say? I want people to get to know you, Destiny. I mean, really get to know you. Get to know what it feels like to be Destiny. You know, I mean, I can't imagine it. I can't imagine thinking the possibility of you've tried everything you could possibly try. The doctors have tried everything they possibly can try. You've got this life ahead of you, but something is saying that this could stop before you even get a chance to experience those things. And, you know, you have to lean on God. You're saying that, you know, there's times where you're just like, wow, it's the only thing that gets you through.
It really is the only thing. It's like, it's really knowing when you're in your lowest moment, the only way is God. It's your only hope. Jesus is your only hope.
And Jesus uses people.
Yeah. He touches hearts and lives, and yeah, he uses a lot of people to help other people.
Wow. I'm just like, emotionally, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, okay, what is it that you're going through, listener? What are you going through right now? If you could look at what you're going through and look at what Destiny's going through, and she's 26 years old, you know, a whole life ahead of her. Her life is, you know, not even a quarter in my book, because I'm living until I'm 107. So for me, 26 is not even a quarter of a life. So she's got a long life to live, and she wants to help people. She wants to serve. She wants to be a foster mom. She has all of these desires in her heart, and she's got this thing that she needs help with. And each and every one of us could be the answer. We could be, either for Destiny or someone else. So where would they go? Where do they go to? The drive here is right here at this church. They're not going to do it there. They're just signing up there, right?
No, the actual
they're going to actually do the cheek swab there at that place.
Yes, it's very easy. And
oh, my goodness.
They also do the cheek. You can do the cheek swab at home just from ordering.
Really?
Yeah, from bethematch.org.
Wow. See, we didn't tell them this.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's tell them.
If you register on bethematch.org, they will send you a cheek swab to your house. And then you just swab your cheek, put it back in the package, and send it back. And it's free. They mail it to you free, and you mail it back.
You also said that you have some family members that if you don't get a match, that they might try someone that is 50% match.
Yes. I have my father and my sister as a 50% match.
But it's only what? What are the chances of it working?
The procedure is very dangerous because it's a 50% match. So you risk not surviving the transplant, number one. Or number two, if the transplant does go through, there's a chance of getting a disease called host versus graft where your body fights off the other body for the rest of your life.
So that's not the best option.
It's not.
No. The best option is to find a match.
Yeah, I'm looking and praying for a match for somebody to.
So is there a percentage that they've given you as far as, you know, what percentage the chances of getting the match? Do you have any idea what that is?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I think they said it's like 1 in 300 or 1 in 500 people are a match for somebody.
Wow. That's pretty. That's not a needle in a haystack, but it's.
No, yeah.
It's, yeah. So a lot of people are going to have to swap so we can get that match.
Yeah. It's something about DNA. So.
DNA.
Yeah.
God created us, and you have a special DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny, I'm just. My heart is just tugged, and I'm emotional about this whole situation. Just to see your face staring at me and your smile just so warm and bright, and just, you know, I just feel the Holy Spirit is with you, and it must be so tough. I just can't even imagine going through what you're going through. At the break, you were talking about a gentleman who, well, I'm just going to let you tell the story. There was a story about a guy.
Yeah, I heard this story at church on Sunday.
Okay.
About this guy who, his name's James Harrison, and when he was younger, he had an issue with something in his body, and he had to get 2 gallons of blood put in, but it ended up reacting with his blood and causing an antibody. So it's a cure for this disease that babies get called rhesus disease. And he wouldn't sell his blood, but he donated it, and he donates it and continues to donate it to save babies. And so far he's saved over 2 million babies.
What?
Yeah.
2 million babies?
Yeah.
Here we're talking about saving one life, and this guy has saved 2 million babies?
He graciously gives his blood, yeah.
That is an amazing story. Wow. That's something to be, like, feeling really good about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And something was wrong with something, and then
it turned around
and
his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something that was something bad in his blood turned out to be something
very
that
good.
Saved a lot of lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe that could be the story here too. Who knows? Right.
Or that can be somebody out there
saving
of these lives.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Right. And maybe more than one.
Right.
But one's enough.
One's enough.
Yeah.
One life is huge.
Yes, it is. It is definitely huge. So tell people again what you want them to do.
My hope is that this hearing this story just touches you to come out to this drive and come donate. It's just a simple cheek swab. It takes just 10 minutes, and you can be on the bone marrow match, the donor list, and potentially be a match to save somebody's life.
And it doesn't hurt too much. It's a cheek swab
The match. Just like a
check.
Giant Q-tip.
Right. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah.
And then if you are a match, let's say you are a match, and you probably will be a match with someone, then what they do is they take a piece of bone.
A little sliver, yeah.
A sliver
right
from
out of
your hip. And it doesn't cause any damage or anything. You'd just be sore.
Right.
And it's a 30-minute process. I always wondered about that. So if you were wondering about that, that's what it takes. So if you're listening and you're being prompted, maybe you need to take action. I would say you do. And so whether it's October 4th, going to Glendale. Is it Glendale?
It's in Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock.
Christian Assembly.
All right. So you can go there. And if you don't remember any of that, remember bethematch.org. Bethematch.org. Promo code HOPE FOR ALL. And if you just do that, you can pursue this. And I'm hoping you do. And don't wait. Did you hear what Destiny said? She's got approximately 2 months. 2 months. 26 years old. Planning to get married in January. She's got 2 months to get a match and to start this process so that she can get completely healed and have somewhat of a normal life. Let's say this. You get the match. They do this bone marrow thing. Then what happens?
Then it's a process. It takes 100 days. If you make it past 100 days, then your survival rate is better. But it's, it's the transplant, and then you just get better slowly over time.
Because your body builds up immunities and starts getting healthy. Yeah.
And then hopefully after that, it's like just a year and then back to normal life.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would. It makes me smile just thinking about it.
Yes, and we're believing for that.
Yeah.
We're going to believe for that, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And there's a listener that's listening right now that's going to take action. It's going to be a match, and we're going to start the process. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm excited for that.
You're exciting me.
I'm excited for that, you know, because we have to believe. We have to believe that that's what's going to happen, right? That's what's going to happen. But don't sit back and think it's going to be somebody else, listener. Don't think it's someone else. Don't. You know, take action. Do something. And do it now. Don't wait. You know, time is of the essence here. This is not something that you put on the back burner and say, I'll get to it someday. We do have those items, but this is a priority. It has to go on your top of your list priority list. And you need to do it now. Be the match. Bethematch.org. Promo code HOPE FOR ALL. No matter what I could say right now, it's not going to even compare or even match up to anything here as far as anything else that's going on. Because right now, to me, there is nothing more important than this right now. So nothing else I could say could measure up in even the slightest. So I'm just going to stay here and stay on this and share this show, share the story about Destiny and make her destiny bright. Let's do that. Can we do that together? Bethematch.org. Be a blessing to someone today, and hopefully it'll be a blessing for Destiny or someone else that has a similar situation. Be a blessing to someone each and every day, and God bless you.
You've been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by E. coli, Termite, and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli, Termite, and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful pest control services, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.